what do you call those things, stiff things that a brush has in it? Go through your hair. Bristles?
Well, it's bristle, yeah, you take bristle, is that they call them bristles, it's a long hair there, you know, and some of them hogs, they're Chinese, them Chinese hogs, they got a long hair like a goat.
Polo chin?
They long hair, you know, just like them boys walking the street there with that long hair, they got a long hair on both sides, just where they hang like that there. They use that for, let me see, what's the devil? Yeah, they use that stuff there off of them hogs, them black hogs there. That long hair on them black hogs, they use that to make brushes. Mm-hmm. Chinese. That's a Chinese hog. I don't know if you know that.
No, I did. Yeah. I have seen
those. There's a little bit of brushes that they use to paint sign and all kind of little bit of black brushes there.
Yeah.
You can't hardly buy them anymore like that. Yeah, they come from China. And they're what they call a hog bristle, the brush. You see what he's talking about, the bristle. They hang on the side of the walls of the belly there.
Yeah.
It hangs down, you know, just long hair. It's hard to get that long. And they clip that off and they use that stuff there, manufactured, you know, they work it up in a way and they make little brushes with that. It's a very fine black hair. And you make, that's what they call it. You can't buy a whole bristle hair no more.
Now, the male horse was a, what was a male horse?
Horse?
Yeah.
Well, that's an old stud. Male horse, is it?
Did you ride much?
Old stud horse, you know, old stud.
Did you ride a lot when you were coming up?
Huh?
Did you ride a lot?
Well, that's all we had to transportation down there when we were young kids. We wanted to go anywhere, we didn't want to walk. We had to get on a horse, put the saddle on a horse and go.
Put your feet in the what?
In the saddle and just stirrup, you know, on the side.
And hold on to the
rein, you know, that your saddle is made. And in front of the saddle, you had a piece that come up, you know, in front of you there. You could put your rein, you know, the your rope, what you call it, from the bridle. You put it on top of that, behind that thing. You didn't have to hold on. You just let the horse go. Put him in the road and just let the horse trot this way he want to go, walk. You didn't have to hold that in your hand. You had a cigarette or a cigar, you could be smoking your cigar and the horse would be going. I've seen a lot of them, they used to get out there and walk down.
Did people smoke a lot? I'm sorry.
Huh?
They walk down.
What?
Did people smoke a lot?
Well, most of the old people used to smoke, the young people too, they used to smoke a pipe.
Cigar?
Pipe and cigars, you know, but most of the old people, they smoke pipe.
Uh-huh.
Pipe. And then they smoke a cigarette, they make their own, they roll their own cigarette, you know.
Yes.
They used to buy the paper, the yellow sheet of paper, about that wide, you know, in a roll. They tie it off the size cigarette they want to make. If you want to make a big cigarette or a small cigarette, they tie a little piece of paper, put some of that tobacco in there and roll it.
I've seen them do that.
And roll it, huh?
I've seen them do that. But you were telling me about they would ride down the street in horses, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
You were born in 1891? 91. You can remember a long way back then, I'm sure.
No, I used to ride, I had three horses. I had one particular, my daddy used to drive on his little two-wheel buggy, you know. And I used to ride the male horse, that other one, the red one. And then we had a female, red, but we never did use her to ride or to drive on the buggy because she was too frisky. You know what I mean? She was an old man, she was too fast. She put on one of them buggies, we couldn't trust her with Papa down there because Papa was crippled and she was too doggone fast, you know. She'd get on her, if she'd ever touch her a little bit, boy, she'd take off.